Welcome to another edition of Metalcore Mania, guys. We are in the air everywhere. Welcome to the vast network of metal everything. We're going to cover it all when it comes to the hardcore scene of metal, post-hardcore, deathcore, and all the great things in between. Guys, it has been a roller coaster ride here, man. It's been a while, but you know what? I wasn't going to let you guys down. You know what's up with me, man. I got to come back for the peeps, man. And before we even begin, man, I just want to give a quick shout out to you guys for supporting, man, that last episode. Didn't realize there were so many, I'm assuming, I Prevail fans out there, man. But you guys definitely showed up and showed that episode tons of love and support. So do appreciate that. I have probably the most voicemails I've ever had on the episode on that one. So we're definitely going to cover some voicemails as well. And I'm just glad to be back, man. Just glad to be here, be podcasting again, feeling good, looking good. I'm even tasting good, according to some, evoking others, baby. But yeah, man, it's great to be here. And man, the last couple of weeks, I've actually spent all my free time fishing. We took a boat out, did a bunch of fishing, man, did a little bit of canoeing, kayaking, and yeah, man, I've just been spending my free time in the water, man, which has been far and few between, but haven't got a whole lot of free time. As you guys do know, that's been listening for a while, I am studying to be a doctor, so it's a lot that goes into that. And you just don't find yourself having a lot of free time, man. But when I do get some, with how tired I'm usually on, I usually like to unwind and, you know, just venture out into the water, man. I'm a water guy. Matter of fact, on Xbox, my name's Water. So yeah, man, it's kind of a coincidence, maybe not. But yeah, I like water, man. So I usually like spending my free time going there is a lot that goes into podcasting. You know, you gotta do your research and all of that, which you know, like I said, sometimes I'm just too tired, man. So you know, I caught some fish, caught a few bass even, and that's sort of my thing now, man. I'm trying to, I won't say be pescatarian, but I feel like I'm turning to a fish guy, man. You know, fish is really fucking good. It is so fucking good. And yeah, man, I'm just slowly seeing myself become more of a fish guy and not necessarily eat as much beef and chicken as much anymore. So we'll see how that goes, man. No promises on that, but I'm for sure looking forward to this fish journey I have going on. So coupled with the fact that I like to swim and things like that, it just makes sense, man, you know. People don't realize how much money they could actually save, especially with inflation going on right now, man, which is freaking nuts. I mean, everything's going up, it seems like, every goddamn week. You know what I mean? So right now is the best time to be a fisherman or a fisher gal. Trust, you'll save a lot of money. You'll develop that protein that you need. So for sure, man, that's what I've been mostly spending my free time doing, hanging out with some you know, with some student friends and things of such. And man, it's been a few months, man, so you know, a lot has happened. I'm sure a lot has happened with you guys as well. It is a new year. I have not recorded a podcast in 2023 till today. So this will be my first podcast I will be recording. Like I said, man, you know, a lot has gone on. Transition from riding dirt bikes to now riding four-wheelers, man. I'm a four-wheeler guy now. Put the dirt bike down. More of a four-wheeler kind of guy now. I actually rented one out when I went to Mexico about a month and a half ago. We rented some four-wheelers out, man, and I've just been hooked ever since, man. Four-wheelers are fucking awesome. So, man, if you guys ever get some time, man, and you're a rider like I am, definitely look into four-wheelers, man. They're pretty fucking fun. Trust me, man. And with all that being said, I mean, pretty much covered all my bases there. And man, we're gonna get into it, man. I know this is what you guys wanted, what you guys been waiting on. I mean, my lists are the most valid lists. No one else can touch my list. And I'm just being honest about it. You know what I mean? I put the due diligence in. I put the time in. I was not going to release an episode without doing the studying and the research and applying the pressure on a lot of these guys with platforms and bigger platforms than I do that, you know, have these opinions about music. And it's just not true. Around here, we give you the real and we give you the most accurate assessments of all these different types of musics. We're going to give it to you honest, man, and that's what I'm here to do. But with that being said, welcome to the annual award show 2022 in metal and all things hardcore music. What a hell of a year, man. What a hell of a year, man. And it's hosted by yours truly, of course. And man, 2022, you know, the more I think about it, man, it was probably the greatest year in metalcore. And maybe even just metal in general, man. Because you had some of the more iconic older bands releasing albums, of course. And you had a lot of newcomers coming to the scene and actually providing us with a good product. And on top of that, you had a lot of, well, not a lot, but you had some bands that have been around for a long time that released a project that was that was just great, man. You know, just a great project, and it just fit in today's time. The word I was looking for was apropos, but, let me stop using college words, but yeah, man, just the album that just fit in today's time. And man, just to see bands that have been around for a decade plus still going and still contributing something essential to this culture that we're so proud to be a part of is awesome, man. It's awesome. And I know a lot of people, man, fucking love the Devil Wears Prada's album, The Color Decay. And man, we're going to get into it, man. I'm going to get into how I felt about that album, man, because I was actually doing a full-blown review of that album. But then things just got busy, and then it just sort of fell apart. But I was doing a full-blown review of that album, I believe, and probably shortly after I finished my last episode, which was in September. I believe I was doing a review of that album in October at some point, but then I stopped doing the review. But man, I had about 7 songs reviewed, and I was ready to release that episode, but unfortunately, I just pretty much got tied up there. But man, 2022. What a fucking year, man. What a fucking year. I just can't stop saying it, man, because it was just a wild ride and a wild year. And I just feel grateful to have even lived in a time where this much great music was released in one year. And man, we're going to get into it, man. We're going to go down this list and we're going to get into it, man. What was you guys' favorite song of 2022? What was you guys' favorite album of 2022? You know, there's a lot of opinions, a lot of controversy, but we're going to get into what was the true best sound and quality music of 2022. And so far, man, 2023 is actually shaping out to be pretty solid, man. Pretty solid. Stay tuned for my next episode that's going to come up shortly after I release this one. We're going to be talking about some projects that have come out this year as well. And 2022, and the award show, man. Let's get into it, man. Let's get into the award show, man. So let's go down here. In the first category, we have the best music video. The nominees are Electric Cowboy, Hurricane, Lorna Shore, Pain Remains, Dancing Like Flames, Chelsea Grin, Origin of Sin, and Monument's False Providence. Drumroll, please. The winner goes to Chelsea Grin, Origin of Sin. A fucking awesome video. I liked it, everything about it. Had that horror, eerie element to it. And that's enough to sell me, man. I'm all for that. So Chelsea Grin, you guys were badass with that music video. Next up, Best Breakdown. The nominees are Lorna Shore, O Sleeping Dreamer, Exodus, Brand of Sacrifice, Motionless in White, Cyberhex, and We Came as Romans, Daggers. And the winner is Exodus, Brand of Sacrifice. What a hell of a breakdown. Fucking awesome. Lasted for about 20 solid seconds. Fucking brain rushing bass, guitars, everything was fucking explosive and nasty in your face. And that's why Exodus gets Breakdown of 2022, Brand of Sacrifice. Moving on to Guitarist of the Year. And the nominees are Bobby Lynch from Fit for a King, Kyle Cypress from The Devil Wears Prada, John Brown from Monuments, and Dakota Alvarez from Hollow Front. Drumroll, please. And the winner is John Brown from Monuments. I mean, is that really a fucking surprise? He was fucking awesome throughout that entire album and is a big reason why that album did so well. Moving on to Basses of the Year. And your nominees are Corey Elder from Memphis May Fire, Justin Morrow from Motionless in White, Gary Herrera from Lorna Shore, and John Dealey from North Lane. Drumroll, please. And the winner is John Dealey from North Lane. Man, if you guys heard that album, Obsidian, he just absolutely shreds it. Shout out to John Dealey. Moving on to Vocalist of the Year. We have the nominees are Chris Motionless from Motionless in White, Marcus Bridge from North Lane, Monic Pym from Relica, and Andy Sizek from Monuments. And the winner is Chris Motionless from Motionless in White, of course. What am I supposed to say? Motionless in White is my favorite band. Come on now, guys. Plus, in all seriousness, Chris showed the ability to actually show that he was capable of a lot of harsh vocals, man. And I feel like his cleans became more dynamic over time and just more focused on being able to project softer vocals when needed and imply them in certain spots of a song. And so with all that being said, I just believe that Chris's versatility and just the awesomeness of his voice, quite frankly, is why he deserves to be the Vocalist of the Year with the album scoring the end of the world. Moving on, the Drummer of the Year. The nominees are Jake Garland from Memphis May Fire, Austin Archie from Lorna Shore, Vinnie Morrow from Motionless in White, and Patrick Grun from Caliban. And the winner is Austin Archie from Lorna Shore takes that one for me. He did a marvelous fucking job. And let's just be honest, drummers that are into deathcore music, that do deathcore music, are pretty much more insane. I mean, let's just be honest. So almost by default, he takes that. And yeah, man, for sure. So moving on, I added new categories this year. For this one, we have the Comeback of the Year. And this award goes to a band that has been around for at least maybe a decade or so, or just for a while, and they came back and released a fantastic album. And for me, the nominees of that would be The Devil Wears Prada, We Came as Romans, and Parkway Drive. And the winner goes to We Came as Romans. And the reason why it goes to We Came as Romans and the reason why they take home this gold big-ass statue is because We Came as Romans actually have not released a great project since 2013, I want to say, when they released Tracing Back Roots. So the fact that they have not been relevant in my eyes as far as good quality of music for about a decade, I have to give it to them. You know what I mean? The Devil Wears Prada sound like more of the easier choice because their album, many people would consider a better album. But the thing is that the Devil Wears Prada has released good music since then. Plenty of good music, you know, from EPs to, you know, different projects there. But even though I don't think their last album was The Act, I don't think The Act was good at all. But yeah, so for that reason, I have to give it to We Came as Romans because they haven't been good for a long time. So what a hell of a comeback for that album to even be as great as it was extremely surprising. And it was just so awesome that they always had that mystiqueness to them, that synthy sort of sound, that dreamy sort of sound to them, which always made them unique in my eyes. And now the fact that they went more into crabcore just makes me so fucking proud of this band. And what they've been able to accomplish without Kyle was pretty remarkable, I might add. So yeah, man, We Came as Roman, shout out to them. The next category we have is Newcomer of the Year, which is an award that goes to the band that has only been around for a short period of time, or they're just releasing their debut album. And the nominees for that would be Ithaca, Set Your Sails, Dark Divine, and Versus Me. And the winner is, drum roll please, Dark Divine. What a hell of an album. Fucking awesome project. If you guys do not know Dark Divine, this is the time to go find them out and listen to their music. They're fucking awesome. I love their image. I even love their album cover, man. It was a great project. And definitely go check out Dark Divine. You guys do not want to miss out on them. And I actually was referred to this band by someone on TikTok. And we'll get into my other social medias later, but man, Dark Divine, hell of a project for a debut album, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from them. The next category we have is the Best Album Cover Art, a new category I've implemented also this year, and this will go to the band that has the greatest cover art. I'm into art, and I think this matters, man. I think cover art is actually pretty cool. Actually, I remember way back in the day, maybe like a decade ago, when I was, you know, in secondary school and whatnot, I remember I used to have MP3 players. And back then, some of the MP3 players didn't always keep the album's cover art. So I remember, man, being young, man, and actually having to actually take cover art and apply it to songs' backgrounds. So you would, because so that way you could actually see the cover art once you listen to a song, because some of my MP3 players did not have that option where it just came automatically. So if that doesn't tell you how much I care about cover art, I don't know what else could, man. But I'm a big cover art guy, and I think it does matter. I think it just adds flavor to what you're doing, and at the end of the day, it is art, and art must be applied. So the nominees for this category will be, let's see here, Coast is Clear by Outline and Color, Fit for King, the album The Hell We Create, Within Destruction, the album Lotus, and Color Decay by The Devil Wears Prada with those snarling little white eyes. And the winner is, drumroll please, Fit for a King. The Hell We Create, of course, is Fit for a King. The Hell We Create. Man, that cover art was fucking fantastic. Just the ability to have that contrast of that blue with the red, and then just how the face is outlined on what appears to be almost like a nun or something. Just was absolutely awesome, the way they put their color placements and just how vibrant it stands out. And also dark, man. I just think it was absolutely an awesome thing. And I definitely think that made their album just that much better, because I do believe it was a pretty solid album. And so the best album cover art goes to Fit for a King, Hell We Create. Moving on. The next category we have is Best Addition or Subtraction of the Year. This is an award that goes to the band that added a member or lost a member and became better. Now, you guys might be thinking, how would losing a member make you become better? Well, there are several examples of this. One including, I think that this might be the best We Came as Romans have ever been. And they lost Kyle Pavone, of course, which was essential in their run in the beginning. And they might actually be better. A lot of people thought the band Issues became better once they lost Michael Bond. I did not agree with that, because I thought Michael Bond was probably my favorite in the band, but a lot of people believe that. Them going, with more of a cleaner, refined, softer sound, that it made the band better. I did not agree with that, but there's another example. What other example could I say with subtraction, actually adding to more success? Don't have one right now, but you guys get the point. And obviously addition would just be adding someone. So your nominees are Alex Reed from Make Them Suffer, Werner Ekelins from Monuments, and Michael Yeager from Lorna Shore. And the winner is, Trump, please, Alex Reed from Make Them Suffer. Man, she was added to the band for this, their most recent album. And what a fantastic addition that was, man. Well, actually, I don't think they came out with a new album, but for their new song, it's not new anymore, but Doom Switch, man, she was absolutely fucking awesome on that song, and she really brought out a different element that Make Them Suffer actually had, because Make Them Suffer was a band that I sort of thought was not as relevant anymore, man. I don't think they've released a great album since Never Bloom, and Never Bloom was fucking fantastic, don't get me wrong, but yeah, man, I just think that they lost a bit of relevancy. They just weren't as good anymore, in my opinion. And that song Doom Switch, I think she provided so much texture to that song, and it definitely wouldn't have been the same without her. So it's just something I'm looking forward to. And hopefully Make Them Suffer can get back into the conversation of being one of the better bands in this scene for sure, man. But I will say, How to Survive a Funeral, the album from a few years ago, wasn't horrible. So definitely wanted to just put that out there so you guys don't think I'm an idiot, because it wasn't horrible. Worlds Apart wasn't horrible, but, those albums pale in comparison to Never Bloom, let's just be honest. But shout out to her for taking home that award. The next one for 2022. And also, by the way, guys, I removed Intro and Outro of the Year. I do know how important intros are to a song. Just having a great introduction, just those first 5 to 10 seconds, how much they matter in a person's interest into a song. So kind of sucks that I took out that category in outro, because outro, there's a lot of times where a great outro saves songs. So it sucks that I took them out, but if I'm being honest, it would have required a lot more research, and I wanted to get this episode out to you guys, but I'll put a poll down, maybe in the description, and you guys let me know if these are categories that you guys actually care about, because maybe you don't. But yeah, just want to let you guys know that I took those out. Moving on to the next category, we have EP of the Year. The nominees are Spirit Box, Rotoscope, Relica, I Don't Know What I Am, Void of Visions, Chronicle to Heaven, and Stolen Youth by Outline and Color. Stolen Youth, Famous Last Word. And the winner goes to, drumroll please, Stolen Youth by Outline and Color, Stolen Youth and Famous Last Words. A remarkable album. EP. Did very well. Actually, let me see here. Cover my bases. Yeah, so it was Stolen Youth. It's not by, I don't know why I said Stolen Youth twice. Stolen Youth is by Stain the Canvas, Outline and Color, and Famous Last Words. All three bands collaborated to make that project. And if three bands are going to collaborate to make any project, it better be fucking awesome. So I guess I'm fucking still drunk or something. But yeah, guys, that album definitely took it home for me. If you guys do not know about that album, you definitely better check it out. Again, that's Stolen Youth by Outline and Color, Stain the Canvas, and Famous Last Words. And moving on here to our next category, we have, coming up on our last few categories, Album of the Year. This is where it gets real, man. Shit is starting to get real now. Album of the Year, the candidates we have In Stasis by Monuments, Pain Remains, Lorna Shore, Death of Peace and Mind, Bad Omens, and Coast is Clear by Outline and Color. And guys, I'm starting to realize how unpopular Outline and Color is. If you guys do not know about them, you better fucking check them out. Outline and Color is fucking badass. So if you don't know who they are, you better fucking check them out. They are fucking awesome. And their album cover art was awesome from Coast is Clear as well. So you guys definitely want to check those guys out. And the winner goes to, drumroll please, I had to go, and I know a lot of people, man, were going with Pain Remains, but honestly, and Lorna Shore, usually when they released an album, it's the best of that year. But In Stasis by Monuments has to be the album of the year. I mean, fucking fantastic from top to bottom. I mean, it was one of those cult classic albums, in my opinion, man. Maybe not cult classic, I have to probably dig more into that, but definitely a classic album. I mean, from top to bottom, the cover art was awesome, the fucking music videos was awesome, the first track, No One Will Teach You, was awesome. Fucking Lavos, Opiate, Carnal Red, Arch Essence, Somnus, False Providence, Makeshift Harmony, The Cimmerian, man. Whatever you wanted, Monuments gave it to you in this album. When you wanted harsh vocals, they deliver. When you wanted great cleans, they deliver. When you wanted great guitar play, they deliver. And crazy riffs. When you wanted that bass line going nuts, they deliver. When you wanted fucking great drum play, they gave it to you. So all the elements that make a great classic album, this album gave it to you, and it was just all the way through. And I think some of their features were brilliant, adding Mick Gordon to their album, adding Spencer Sotelo to their album, adding Nima Iskari to their album. Just great features, just shows the power of being able to feature someone and create that dynamic that works really well. For all those reasons, you have to give them Album of the Year. Moving on, we have the last two categories, which is Song of the Year and Consistency Award, guys, and we will get into those categories when we come back. Looking for you. Stay metal. Welcome back to the show, guys. We are here and we are feeling fucking metal juiced out, man. We are feeling juiced out. If you guys didn't know, I take steroids. I'm 350 pounds of steel fucking muscle. So if anyone wants to see me as become a bodybuilder, stay tuned because it's going to happen. Nah, I'm just joking. But yeah, guys, we are back here. And we're going to get into it, man. Again, we are presenting the annual awards that I do every year for the metal scene. I don't know what the fuck the Grammys are doing. I don't know if you guys looked into that. But I was just out of curiosity. I just wanted to see what the Grammys would consider to be metal. Because obviously, you know, we have our own award shows with Alternative Press and the Kerrang Awards and things like that. But I still don't feel like those award shows necessarily get into the nitty-gritty of our scene. But man, they're way closer than the Grammys. We got fucking Ghost getting awards, being nominees, dog. We got fucking Ozzy Osbourne being nominated. How is Ozzy Osbourne getting nominated for a metal award? This is not 1982. Like, dude, there's so much more better shit than Ozzy Osbourne. I'm sorry. I love Ozzy. I'm pretty sure he was in my Four Horsemen episode, but he should not be at any metal nominee show whatsoever. His albums are not that good anymore. And when you look at a lot of these, I mean, I think they had Moose. I think they had, who else did they have? I even think MGK was up for, like, some sort of rock or metal. Like, dude, you don't even have to consider it metal. Just call the scene rock for all I care. But the fact that August, you don't hear any mention of August Burns Red at the Grammys. We Came as Romans, Lorna Shore. Like, this shit is just absolutely criminal. Like, the fact that these bands don't get the recognition they deserve is pretty sad, guys. And the reality of the matter is, well, I know some of us are older, but for people that were born in my generation, we were just born in the wrong period of time. Because, man, metal at one point was the genre, so it's not necessarily that maybe we were born in the wrong period of time, but expecting what we love to be appreciated is just not, you know, the norm anymore. I mean, fucking once hip-hop became popular, it was pretty much over, you know? So, and that pretty much ended the respect, so to speak, that metal gets. So I just wanted to say that before we finish wrapping up the awards. And our next category, we have Song of the Year, the moment you've all been waiting for. So many great songs, so many great albums. This was extremely, extremely hard to do. That's why I have about 10 songs listed, because they all deserve credit and credence to this category, and they all deserve to be number one. But as we know, there can only be one. Can only be one, man. There can only be one. And if you don't know any of these songs, you better go fucking listen to them. I don't care if you're new in the scene or fucking a vet in this scene, you better go listen to these goddamn songs. So the nominees are Double Speak by We Came as Romans. You talk about Crabcore, they gave it to you. You talk about a breakdown, they gave it to you. Next, we have Dead Circus by Stain the Canvas. Awesome. Like I said, I actually recently discovered this band. fucking amazing. This song has deathcore elements, a progginess to it, all sorts of awesomeness. Awesome song. Clarity by Northlane. Fuck. Man, this song had those classic We Came as Romans vibe to it with the build up of the intro of the clarity. Dude, just absolutely magical, and it almost makes you want to shed a fucking tear with how great this song is. The next song, Apotheosis by Lorna Shore. You want symphonic elements, we gave them to you. You want more symphonic elements, we gave them to you. You want a fucking symphony, we gave it to you. Lorna Shore, Apotheosis, absolutely awesome. You guys know I am a sucker for symphonic music or crabcore music, so obviously the winner of this, I might be a little biased with this, but man, just absolutely an awesome song. Dark Lucid, just a fantastic song by Lorna Shore. Doom Switch by Make Them Suffer. I see that this song is actually the winner of some categories that I looked at. And rightfully so. Doom Switch is absolutely awesome. Like I mentioned earlier, the addition of Alex Reed, wonderful addition, makes a lot of sense. She fit perfectly in there. I do love a great female voice in the metal scene. It just adds something new, different, awesome. So, man, Doom Switch had everything. Super Jenny. A lot of prog elements to it, hardcore, but also had that softer, lush side to it that gave it that great fucking contrast. Really good intro, really great outro, just all the elements and pretty cool synths in the song as well. So it definitely deserves to win. Coast Is Clear by Outlined in Color, absolutely awesome song. Great intro, great elements to it. We got some snapping drums, we got some bass play, key lines. Awesome song, awesome rhythm. And the best part about Coast Is Clear is that it sounds like a song. It's fantastic. Deserves to be on this list. The next song is Arch Essence by Monuments. This is the song that I probably listen to the most out of every song that has come out in 2022, because man, it is just, it speaks to me, you know. It's just one of those songs that speak to you. You know, we all have those songs that speak to us in different ways, and this one just speaks volumes to me. It's just like almost made for me, man. And awesome song from top to bottom, man. You know what I mean? Great vocals in this one, very good vocals in this one, and man, it just gives you everything, man. And definitely genty as well. The next song we have is I Don't Know Who I Am by Relica. Relica is one of those, not necessarily newcomers, but one of those bands that are actually now getting respect, and they deserve a hell of a lot more respect with their new EP. It's fucking awesome. Relica provides something very different and unique to the scene with how their music is, and it just fits very, very well. The vocals are absolutely amazing by Amy, and just a song that is easily have that repeat value to it. And definitely just definitely awesome, refreshing to see Relica actually you know, be relevant in the scene. We definitely need more female front runners in the scene for sure. The next song we have is Blackwater by Time the Valuator. Another song that has very high repeat you know, value to it. Time the Valuator is getting a lot awesome with their new vocalist. I actually think he provides something very distinct to the band. The band is definitely going in the right direction. I'm super excited. I recently listened to their EP, which is awesome. If you have not listened to it, definitely check that out. One of my favorite songs off that EP is Binary Pulse, which is a fucking amazing song for sure. And yeah, man, Black Waters is absolutely awesome. And again, just a song that feels like a song. Just simple enough. And it's it's just really awesome, man. And it definitely deserves to be in this category for sure. And lastly, we have There's Fear in Letting Go by I Prevail. Fucking awesome. You want synths, we got it. You want drums, we got you. You want great contrast with Uncleans and Cleans, we got you. Everything to this song was absolutely fantastic. Synths were absolutely on point. This is the type of crabcore you need. If you want it, they delivered it to you right in your face. It was absolutely fucking amazing. And definitely one of my favorite songs of all time for sure. Especially with that breakdown. That breakdown was absolutely nuts. And with that being said, the winner for Song of the Year of 2022 goes to, drumroll please, and Dead Circus by Stain the Canvas takes it home. After I've said all those positive things about all these other songs, Dead Canvas still takes the reign of Song of the Year for 2022. And I know that they're not the most popular band, but if you have not heard Dead Circus, I would recommend that you literally leave work right now, jump on a subway, attach your phone to the Bluetooth speaker on the subway, and tell everyone to take their earmuffs off, shut the fuck up, and listen to Dead Circus. That's exactly what you should do. This is a fucking fantastic cult classic song. It definitely deserves that credit. And like I said, it's funny because I recently discovered them. So had I not, had I released this episode in late December, which is the time I would have released it, I would have never discovered these guys, so they wouldn't have even taken it home. Originally, I was going to give it the double speak just because of the awesome crabcore elements of that song and just how well it was, just how well organized that song was. But, and actually on my TikTok, I actually gave it to it. I gave it that, that award as far as the best song of 2022, but that was wrong. That was incorrect. It definitely goes to Dead Circus by Stain the Canvas. I got something in my throat or something, man. Excuse me, guys. But yes, that takes home the crown. And Consistency Award is another category that I've added. It's sort of similar to the Comeback Award, but it's more of an award that establishes the notion that a band that has been around for a decade plus and have actually released the best album of that year. You know what I mean? So, in my opinion, you know, one of the best albums of the year was, you know, we're going to give it to the band, obviously. We're going to go through the nominees, but for these bands to have been around this long and to be able to release a great album is just something that we should appreciate, not take for granted. And fucking, you know, it's our job to stay metal because of this shit. So, Consistency Award. The nominees are We Came as Romans, The Devil Wears Prada, Memphis May Fire, and Motionless in White. And the award goes to, drumroll please, Motionless in White. Scoring the End of the World was, to me, the best album out of all the albums released by these bands. And it just goes to show that Motionless in White is still relevant and they are still here to kick ass and take names, which is extremely surprising considering all those that we've lost with this band. The fact that we've lost Balls. The fact that we've lost Angelo Parente. And the fact that we've lost so many people in this band. And the loyalty that Ricky and Chris have for each other to stay connected, man, is just it's just awesome. It's brilliant. And we'll see what this band evolves to in the future. I can't wait to see, you know, what they'll evolve to and what they'll become here soon. So Definitely look forward to it. But guys, that was the annual award show. We'll go through all the categories really quick just in case you guys missed them. The best music video went to Chelsea Grin, Origin of Sin. The best breakdown went to Exodus, Brand of Sacrifice. The guitarist of the year went to John Brown from Monuments. Bassist of the year, John Dealey from North Lane. The vocalist of the year went to Chris Motionless. The drummer of the year went to Austin Archie from Lorna Shore. Comeback of the year went to We Came as Romans. Newcomer of the year went to Dark Divine. Best album cover art went to Fit for a King's The Hell We Create. Best addition or subtraction of the year went to Alex Reed from Make Them Suffer. EP of the year went to Stolen Youth by Outline and Color. Famous Last Words and... I forgot their name. Stain the Canvas. That award went to them. Let's see here. Album of the year went to In Stasis by Monuments. Song of the year went to Dead Circus by Stain the Canvas. And the Consistency Award didn't get it to the band that had the greatest album that has been around the game for 10 years or longer, went to Motionless and White. Thank you guys for listening to the award show. And now we're going to get into something a little bit more provocative, which would, of course, be voicemail and DMs. Let's get into it. Let's see here. We got some voicemails here and some DMs. The first one I have from Austin. Someone in metal you'd hang out with for a good hang. Someone in metal I'd hang out with for a good hang. Who would be fun to hang out with in metal? You know what? I would say Misha from Periphery. Just because, like, growing up, when I first got into metal, I always wanted to be a guitarist in the band. That was always going to be my role. And Misha was, like, the best, man. He was definitely the best. He was definitely a key component to that band. And without him, they obviously would not be as near as successful, considering he's one of the best guitarists out. He just seems like a cool guy, so I'd probably say Misha. Yeah, from Periphery. Faye says, your favorite band and love your content, stay metal. I know she said love your, I guess she misworded it, but it says love your stay metal slogan. Oh, maybe she didn't misword it. Maybe I'm just a fucking idiot. But yeah, my stay metal slogan. Of course, man, you gotta stay metal, man. That's just what it's about. Of course, you gotta stay metal. If you're not staying metal, you're not keeping your foot to the goddamn pedal. We all know this. But my favorite band, of course, is Motionless and White. And yeah, man, Motionless and White inspired me, and they inspired me the most, man, and I love those guys. Dustin says, just wanted to say your podcast inspires my band to work on our craft. That's awesome. We're blessed to have discovered such a better alternative of music than popular music. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I mean, for sure, dude. I mean, you know, there's not a better genre of music than metalcore. I mean, let's just be honest. You know, metalcore is one of those genres that can, you know, pretty much do everything. So, it's just an awesome genre to be a part of, and I appreciate you, dude. Van says, what do you think about bands that rap? Well, you know what, man? You know, the beautiful thing about metal is everything fits. You know, art is art, so there's nothing that metal can't, like, you know, format in its music to you know, just to be a part of it. I mean, anything can pretty much fit into metal. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's just all about how it comes out, how it sounds, how it's, you know, produced, you know. So anything can be a part of metal, man. We do not discriminate. We can throw rapping in there. Shit, Linkin Park's one of the most popular rock bands when they rap. So, yeah, I mean, you could do rapping in metal. You could do symphonic in metal. You could do jazz in metal. You could do, you know, pretty much anything in metal, man. That's what makes it awesome. We saw with Issues, the band Issues, that you could do R&B with metal. So, you know, you can pretty much do anything with metal. Those are the voicemails. Let's see here. So we're going to cover on this episode. We'll cover some. Yeah, let's do the. Should we do that? Event list. Or should I save that for the next episode? Yeah, you know what? Let's do the revamp list. Let's go ahead and do it, man. So I revamped the top 25 albums of all time list because that definitely changed with this year being as fucking, well, last year being so awesome. I had no other choice but to do the due diligence. Actually sit down and reflect on what albums deserve to be in the top 25 metalcore albums of all time list. Now, we are called Metalcore Mania, so these lists, I did make them for metalcore's sake. So if you don't see Lorna Shore, or if you don't see some other great deathcore albums in here, that would be why. So, speaking of deathcore, man, definitely watch the new episode that I'm be releasing shortly here, man. Lorna Shore has a run for their money with this band, man. Trust. The top 25 metalcore albums of all time list, we have at number 25, The Powerless Rise by As I Lay Dying. Fantastic album. We have at number 24, The Death of Peace of Mind by Bad Omens. At number 23, we have The Flood by Of Mice and Men. At number 22, we have Phrenosis by Monuments. At number 21, we have The Black by Asking Alexandra. At number 20, we have Straight from the Barrio by Upon a Burning Body. Got a little tongue twisted there. At number 19, we have Hollow Bodies by Bless the Fall. At number 18, we have the self-titled album of Mice and Men. At number 17, we have Disguise by Motionless in White. At number 16, we have Eclipse by Beartooth. At number 15, we have Stand Up and Scream by Asking Alexandra. At number 14, and by the way, I moved Stand Up and Scream all the way from a top 10 album. Took a lot of due diligence, man. You know, I had to really think about it, go song by song. But I think I did overrate it a little bit just because it's one of those albums that pretty much helped me. Sorry about the technical difficulties, guys, but we're going to go right back into it. Top 25 albums of all time in metalcore revamp list. We were at number 14, which is Blacked Out by Now and On Earth. At number 13, we have, let's see here, Coast is Clear by Outline and Color, which is a 2022 new album. At number 12, we have In Stasis by Monuments, another new album. At number 11, we have the self-titled album Issues. At number 10, we have Monument by Monuments. At number 9, we have The Hollow by Memphis May Fire. At number 8, we have To Plant a Seed by We Came as Romans. At number 7, we have Hell Stand by Periphery. At number 6, we have Challenger by Memphis May Fire. At number 5, we have Attack Attack, self-titled album. At number 4, we have Reckless and Relentless by Asking Alexandria. At number 3, we have Illuminatio. Number 2, New Demons by Icy Stars. Of course, Illuminatio is by Chiodos. And at number 1, the greatest metalcore album of all time goes to the one and only Motionless in White's Creatures. So, so that's a revamp list that I'm going to take pride in that I did that. And that is the most accurate list you're ever going to find. Let's just be honest. Now, I must say that there are two other albums that I do have to add in here pretty soon here. Especially considering some of the albums that I recently listened to. I'm just trying to find them here. One of the albums I'm going to cover on my next episode, I believe. But one of the albums are All Fine by Staying the Canvas. That album definitely deserves to be on that list. So when I revamp it, you'll expect to see that album. And I also believe, let's see here, side, yes, and is it To the Grave? Yeah, I believe it's To the Grave's Epilogues album. No, not the Epilogue album. Make sure it's To the Grave, though. Let's see here. Now, I forget what their album name is. Yeah, Director's Cut. Yeah, Director's Cut. Yeah, so I just recently listened to Director's Cut. It just came out this year. Fucking fantastic album. I definitely should have, wish I would have covered that album, but I listened to it completely without thinking about actually jotting down notes about it, but fucking fantastic album. Director's Cut definitely will be on this list. But then again, I forgot they are deathcore, but if we're including deathcore, they would definitely be on this list. And the next time I do this list, I'll probably maybe make mention of some deathcore album, more deathcore albums that should be in this list. But man, that album is absolutely fantastic, and that's one of the bands that are really closing the gap on Lona Shore for, you know, being this dominant deathcore band that's just shredding everybody to pieces. We have To the Grave that's right on them, because this is the second great album that they've released. Fantastic album, with great songs. Some of my favorite songs off the album would be, let's see here, open the album up. Yeah, I really like Warning Shot. I really like Full Sequence. And a lot of different albums. You know, as a matter of fact, I might actually cover this album. I actually might cover it. But look forward to that, because I think I'm actually going to cover this album. But man, there's definitely bands closing in. You have Pale Face Swiss and a lot of other deathcore bands that are for sure coming. For them, for sure. But guys, that's going to wrap this episode up. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I'm going to add some poll questions to make you guys more engaging. I'm going to add some Q&A. So definitely engage in that, guys. Do not overlook that. Stay tuned for the next episode. I'm going to release very shortly after this. And there's a lot more music coming up this year, so I'm excited for that. I'm going to be talking about that on the next episode. I'm also going to be covering some current events on the next episode here that are going on in the metalcore scene. And what else we got? Oh yeah, guys, you can also find me on TikTok under the same moniker, Metalcore Mania. I've started a TikTok. I have a YouTube channel, Metalcore Mania, but it's pretty much just repost from my TikTok. It's not me actually talking. But if you guys want to see that type of content, definitely let me know. But definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel. Like the videos, comment. Definitely make sure you subscribe. That helps the algorithm. I am the most accurate follow you're going to find when it comes to metalcore. I live this, I breathe this, I do this. So if you want that content, definitely engage with me, and I'll be sure to acknowledge your engagements as I've done with the voicemail and DMs. But guys, this was a very fun episode. I do apologize for not being able to put this episode out a lot sooner, but life did get in the way. But like I said, I look forward to my next episode. It was a hell of a year in 2022. And one more thing I want to acknowledge is that it's been fucking awesome seeing how women are starting to impact the metalcore scene. I think it's fucking awesome when you look at Alex Reed, when you look at Amy from Relica, when you look at the front woman from the band Legion, when you look at, you know, just different women coming into the scene and just impacting it the way they are, man, it's pretty awesome. So I definitely wanted to give a shout out to women that are in the scene, especially the front woman for Ithaca as well. I don't know her name from the top of my head, which I should know, but yeah, man. So yeah, women are doing a marvelous job. You guys keep going. Definitely share this podcast with a friend. And as you guys know, we're going to keep our foot to the pedal and stay metal. I'm out. Peace.
Oh, thank you.